Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020, the station that started it all 100 years ago. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, we were just talking moments ago about the Democrat and the Republican conventions and how things are all up in the air this year. We've also talked to the Libertarian presidential candidate and reached out to the Biden campaign. So it seems fitting that we join the Trump campaign right now. A former White House Director of Strategic Communications in the Trump administration and someone who's worked very closely with the president, Mercedes Schlepp, joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
So
are you all?
We're hanging in there like the rest of the world trying to figure out what's next in this atypical. Kevin mentioned the conventions should be going on right now, and those have been moved to next month. It's a weird world, is it not?
Well, I think you see how coronavirus pandemic has impacted all of our lives. Matt and I were just talking about how we're going to deal with the new norm of schools. And just yesterday, I was talking to a Department of Education official, a good friend of mine who was explaining to me the importance of ensuring that learning must continue. We need to find a way for our kids to serve our children, making sure that the students get the education that they need while keeping them obviously safe and healthy and keeping our teachers safe and healthy. So it's a whole new norm that we're dealing with. And part of it is learning how to adjust to this new norm, as well as ensuring that we could also reopen the economy safely and ensure that these states have the resources they need in case there's a specific spike in a specific metro area or in a city so that we can deal with any of these sort of hot spots that might be, popping up again. But the goal here and the president's focus has been to continue to give that support to the states and local governments who need it. So that they themselves can ensure that they're able to deal with those who could get sick with coronavirus.
And you mentioned education, how does the possible closing of college campuses affect swing states in what could be a very close election?
That's a really actually a great question. I think, at the end of the day, these administrators are going to do what they think is best. And, actually having this conversation yesterday with my friend in the Department of Education was basically telling me that a lot of the state college, the state universities and state colleges, they're well ahead of the game because they're so used to having to be flexible for those individuals, for example, who are trying to get a second degree or are working full time. So they do everything online anyways. So actually the state colleges, state universities have fared better, have done better than you would say a private college or a more traditional college because usually for them it's in-class learning. So there's a need to have to adapt to distance learning. And, I think for the younger kids, it's tough. I'm a working mom. Obviously, my job is what I would say is an unusual job that a lot of parents may not have. I spend my day talking about Biden and China while my child is sitting next to me trying to learn about a perimeter of a square. So, and it was it was very difficult in the spring. And, there was a lot of emotions attached to the fact that my kids couldn't see their friends. And for my 8-year-old, remember, I have 5 girls. So for my 8-year-old and my 10-year-old, it was a very difficult transition. And I tell you, my 8-year-old, I don't think really learned very much. And I'm a mom that's very engaged with my kids, but the mere fact is that it was very overwhelming, not only for the students, but for the parents. And many of these schools in our area, for example, Fairfax County, which is apparently one of the best school systems, they failed the students and they failed the parents. And so the distance learning, while, you know, it can be helpful, in-class learning is just better. And if we can figure out a way to transition into that in a safe environment, we should move towards that direction. But let's do it in a way where we know that at the end of the day, our shared goal is for students to continue to learn, that parents have options. So if you're one of those parents that feels like, I don't want to send my kids to school, then, you know, they do the distance learning part. But there's a lot of working parents that really depend on the schools. Many of these students get meals in their schools. And so that is something, all these things that we need to consider, and obviously ensuring that these school systems try to do the best they can to open up these schools safely and responsibly.
And you mentioned Joe Biden, Mercedes Schlapp joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Joe Biden came out with part two of his economic plan yesterday. A lot of progressive ideas. President Trump blasted it, said there's never been a time when the two candidates were so different. President Trump wants to be law and order, strong borders. He says Biden wants open borders. Is it really that big of a chasm now?
Yeah, I think it's really important for the voters to understand that Joe Biden is no longer that moderate Democrat. It's no longer about your grandfather's Democrat Party. He has made a conscientious, I don't know if it's conscientious or not, but it's definitely a choice. I don't even know if he's aware of what choices he's making, to unite himself with the Bernie Sanders camp. That means the socialist camp. So he has decided that he's going to work with Bernie Sanders to push what is called the unity agenda. Part of this, obviously, is talking about what he called the clean energy speech that he gave yesterday, which basically would be a $2 trillion climate plan that would eliminate oil, gas, and coal from the United States power grid by 2035. What does that mean for jobs in Pittsburgh? What does that mean for jobs in Pennsylvania? It would destroy jobs in the energy industry so many of our states depend on. This is literally ripped out of AOC Green New Deal, and it would eliminate about 10 million jobs supported by the energy industries. So it's incredibly problematic. You know, we had actually an independent organization called the American Action Forum. It estimated that his plan would actually cost a $5.7 trillion. I mean, you're talking about that he's willing to sacrifice our local jobs, our economy, to appease the radicals left in the party. And that's what he's doing in every single issue. You go down the list of issues, from free healthcare to illegal immigrants, for ensuring that you have taxpayer-funded abortions, to paying reparations, to just abolish ICE. It goes down the list of how Joe Biden needs the far left, needs these socialists in order to win. And let me tell you something. He hasn't condoned the violence that we've seen on our streets when it comes to vandalizing and destroying our statues and our monuments. This is a page out of the playbook of how socialists and communists do this in other nations.
Well, this is like the conventions are underway, especially now with social media. We've run out of time, but thank you for yours, Mercedes. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Mercedes Schlapp on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.